Hi and welcome to Did You Say Mainframe podcast series. This is where we regularly interview IBM technical experts who can help you to understand important IBM mainframe hardware and software issues. And I'm your host, Nick Garrett. Today, we're going to talk about the new Kix Transaction Server version 5.1 Open Beta. And our guests today are Fraser Bohm and Matt Whitbourne. Fraser is the lead developer for Kix and Matt is the business manager for Kix. Guys, thank you for sparing the time to come and talk to us about the Open Beta today.
Good to be here once again, Nick.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. It's great to be talking to people.
So this new product, the Open Beta for 5.1, it's a grand old title, but what actually is it?
Well, the Open Beta is the latest addition in our strategy, really, of trying to get the capabilities in Kix, or things that we're looking to introduce in Kix, into the hands of our customers as quickly as possible, really. So before, we've spoken about the developer trial for 4.2 that people can get for free to experience what's going on in 4.2. There's the sandbox environment where people can actually go around and experience the capabilities of Kix online. And the Open Beta is really something new here that says, well, let's try and give you a vision of some of the things we might be interested in introducing in Kix in the future and get your feedback. So there's some pretty cool capabilities in there, aren't there, Fraser?
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of grouped things into two main thematic areas. One area is focused around cloud-style applications for Kix. And the other areas focused on having the strongest foundational platform that we can provide. So cloud style applications is introducing a number of new concepts and abstractions into the product to allow cloud style application deployment and cloud style platform management. And then the strong foundation area is really around allowing existing customers to gain a lot more value out of everything they already do.
I know that we've done open betas before on previous versions, and there hasn't been a charge for those. What's the case for 5.1?
Same deal, no charge for it at all. So we'd encourage everybody to go and take a look at it.
How do we get it when we've decided that we want to get hold of 5.1?
So you can get hold of it through ShopZ, which is the usual way for getting hold of the Open Beta or any of the Kix products. Of course, you know, do talk to your IBM sales rep if you want some more information as well about that, or any other IBM products. They're always a great source of information.
And I'm not pushing you to give away any state secrets here, but when is it time-bombed? Is there an end date to this, or can you give us at least an idea of when it might be available?
Yes, as with all our open betas, they are technically time-bombed, so they'll expire after a certain amount of time. I'd imagine this one will run through at least to the end of the year.
I see. Okay, and when is it available?
July 13th, I believe.
I think that's right, yep.
Yep, good, I've passed that test.
Yeah. So a question I think that some of our listeners might have is, they're in the process of moving to Kix TS 4.2 and now they hear there's an open beta. Should this affect their strategy, their planning here, or is this something that they might want to do as a complementary?
Yeah, I would say it's very much a complementary story. I mean, if you're on a path to going to 4.2, you should definitely carry along with that journey that you're on. There's a lot of really, really cool things you're going to be able to take advantage when you get there. But the open beta is something that, yeah, you should be looking at doing in parallel, because it does give you that window into the kind of things that we're looking to invest in from an IBM point of view. Some of the really interesting technologies that we really want to get feedback on as well. So there's no reason why you shouldn't absolutely carry on with your 4.2 upgrade, you know, and take a look at the open beta as well.
So will this function that the customers will see in this 5.1 open beta, is that going to turn up in a future release of Kix?
Ooh. Well, I think the answer there is probably maybe.
It's the same deal as other open betas.
Absolutely. It's a very good avenue that we've got for showing people what might be possible, and to get feedback on both whether they like what's there, the style of what's there, right, and indeed if there's things that they think should be there that aren't there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is again, I think, one of the reasons why we do this kind of program, and really around the way I'd say that the direction of IBM's betas has changed a little bit perhaps over the last few years, which is that some people I think still have the perception that when we do a beta, it's to get something out there to get you to test it for us. Well, maybe there's an element of that, but much more importantly, it's we really want the feedback on the capability to see, are we building this in the way that, that you would expect it to work within your organization? Is it doing the right kind of things? So yeah, we can't promise you that everything you're going to see is going to appear there, because there's often still a long way to go before what we're going to decide to do in the future. But hey, let's get that feedback as soon as we can and build the right thing for you.
Okay, so if a customer does take this open beta and they install it in their environment, and then they come across a problem, what sort of support or service infrastructure is in place for the open beta?
Like our previous open betas, there's no formal support, so no PMRs or APARs available on the open beta. Instead, we have a forum where issues can be reported. It'll be monitored by Kix Development, and that's a place where you can both report problems which may be found and give us feedback on the capabilities that have been delivered.
Okay, so there is some level where customers can expect some as and when ad hoc kind of responses, but it's not like a formal product where you would have a service stream or whatever.
Absolutely. I mean, you can expect answers to questions, you can expect problems to be looked at. It's just there's no formal support process there.
Yeah, and we really want that interaction. So really, we would certainly encourage people, you know, if they're thinking about giving us some feedback, well, hey, put it out there, and we'd be very interested in what people have to say.
Okay, thank you. I think probably it would be appropriate to get you to back again around the time when the open beta comes out in July, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd just like to say thank you for giving up your time today.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
And that about wraps it up for this podcast. You can find more details out in the description for this podcast. But for now, this is me, Nick Garrod, saying thank you for listening.